Digital Ramblers, thank you for joining us again, episode 127. Myself, JJ Cannon, my good friend and co-host and birthday boy, might add, Chris Gamble is with us. How are you, mate?
Thank you. I'm good, JJ. I'm excited for our guests. I'm a little worried for you, though, because of the three Scottish voices going to be hitting hard.
I'm outnumbered. My Texas, I'm going to have to add a little Texas draw to this one.
We'd add some subtitles before it goes out, or just so JJ can laugh at the right times.
Yeah, right. No, subtitles are for me. All right, yeah, absolutely. Digital Ramblers, today we have two incredible guests joining us from Gallo Acoustics. We have Colin Urie and Stephen Pitt. What's up, fellas?
How you doing?
Yeah, man. Doing good.
Good. Happy birthday, Chris.
Yeah, happy birthday here.
Thank you.
Cheers to your birthday.
Tell us about that. That is grabbing the people's attention. The hashtag Gallo Beer.
We couldn't resist having one on
fresh
the night.
News. Yeah, go for it.
This all comes from the Bears originally. This is like, Stephen will talk about the products. This is just the kind of stuff I do now. So we launched the Gallo Gummy Bears, probably about 18 months ago. And we just started putting them in with every order, any exhibitions, any excuse. If anything went wrong, someone would get gummy bears. If UPS screwed up a package, just gummy bears would arrive. So it was originally a typo. We were typing hashtag Gallo Bear and accidentally typed hashtag Gallo Beer. And I thought, now we're onto something. Uh-huh. So we've developed a little beer, and we did a competition, which you'll have seen, to launch the for someone to give it a name, and it's gone really well. It's just great to see such a community thing, and the reaction's been amazing. And we'll just start giving away beer as well, like bears.
The unfortunate thing is there was only one beer, so I've just got an Iron Brew.
The Iron Brew. Oh my gosh, I've had my share of the Iron Brew. I think we talked about that way early in the Digital Ramble episodes, Gamble. We saw some really great videos about that.
Is that before they reduced the sugar content? It's not the same, JJ. I don't drink it anymore. It's not the same.
I remember this guy running around the grocery store and talking about looking for the Iron Brew. Is that right? Iron Brew? Irish Brew?
Iron Brew.
Iron Brew. Yeah. Like all right, fellas. So cool. So you have your own beer. I feel, Gamble, we're way behind, man. We've got to start our own beer.
Well, listen, JJ, by the end of the episode, we've got to come up with a name for the beer so we can enter the competition. So that's our challenge.
It's still open.
Yeah, still open. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we can name this brew.
Yeah. I think we'll have various competitions because it's just the first beer and it's too much fun to stop it at that. We have to just keep it going. So we'll have for different, the idea originally was about kind of August, September last year when it looked like the world was opening up and the exhibitions would start happening. So we were going to have a big launch night and we're going to have DJs in and we're going to do like a proper, like we'd launched, like we were a beer company. Because we just loved how ridiculous that was, that you would spend the time and effort and money on this thing that you just give away for free. But that hasn't happened. So we just had to bite the bullet and actually start making the thing. So that's the beer. That's the most important product information, really.
And is the beer something that I hate the term, but the end users, customers, the listeners of Gallo products, are they involved in that? Because for me, Gallo Acoustics is one of those brands that actually has consumer recognition. It was one of the speakers you could talk to people about. And if they had a little bit of hi-fi audio background, you know, previous hi-fi owner, they would know your speakers. They're so distinctive.
Yeah. People remember them. Do you know what I mean? It's the sound as well, actually, is quite memorable when you've heard them. And it's the type of speaker that... That does really stick in your mind for all the reasons, the extra colours and all that sort of thing add to it. and doing things like the beer and the bears and all that sort of thing. It just creates something that people just really have quite an attachment to, sort of thing, which is great.
The end user is the naming the beer thing was just open to everybody. So,
okay.
And you'll know this yourself, it's difficult when you're doing everything across social media and across all the platforms. It's very difficult to work out who your followers are. Because again, a lot of the private names are actually companies, self-employed or small contractors that are just using their names. So we just open this stuff to everybody. And again, from a bit like you in the customized businesses, it's who you're marketing to as well. You have to try and put out as much content that's kind of appealing and has some value to everybody if you can, and you hope that enough people like it, but you can't, it's very difficult to channel it, you know. It's not in years gone by, you would have trade magazines and they'd get a trade advert, and then you would have What Hi-Fi and they would get a consumer advert. Now it's just all out there. And even previously LinkedIn was to the trade, but it's not anymore. It's just a mashup.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think there's some healthiness to that. You know, it takes it really shows some growth of and puts different people's interests out there. So I think that's a good thing that it's a mashup. But trying to focus and create a message that is appealing to everybody is definitely a challenge for all of us.
Yeah, yeah. If you make it too high end and too much too luxurious, I think you disengage people. Think the advantage of things like Instagram stories are now LinkedIn stories. We get to play around with that a bit. So you put out beautiful content in your Instagram posts and it's there forever to see, but then you can get a little bit more relaxed when it comes to stories. They're only up for 24 hours and we can, because we love to shout about the installers that we work with around the world and our distributors. We just want this to be completely open to everybody. And again, if somebody wants to access the brand, you think of the big brands that you know, the huge worldwide brands, you can almost name the people in the brand before you can name the company name, the product name. So I think in this day and age, and we've just brought on a creative director who starts on Thursday, I think. Yeah, and a lot of his job is going to be going around and showing the team and what we do and why we're doing it. It's just much more interesting because everyone can put out pretty pictures of gorgeous products. Let's actually talk about who we are and why we're doing it. Yeah, and it's something Chris gets right in what you do day to day is exactly what you do, and hence the growth.
Just to touch on something you mentioned a little bit earlier, Nat, you said about luxury. And for me, if you go back 5 or 6, maybe 7 years, 8 years, maybe 10 years ago, you would put Gallo Acoustic products in that luxury category. It had a custom finish choice. It was seen as quite a niche, you know, it would fit a gap that you might come up against now and again on installation. And you guys have completely flipped it to becoming an acceptable background music speaker, an acceptable multi-channel speaker in home cinema. Tell us about that 7, 8, 9 years ago when I first met the product, and then how you've become really involved in it, because you've not always been the front man of Gallo. You played a back role for a while.
Yes. So I'll jump between Stephen and I. He's been more constant. So we were originally the distributor for Anthony Gallo Acoustics back in 2002. We have a distribution company here, and we were appointed as the UK distributor for Gallo. And back then, yeah, as you know, this was a hi-fi brand, and hi-fi was gradually becoming home cinema. And at that point, for the UK market, it was a matter of getting in the van and driving around 60 hi-fi shops who had read about the brand by reading American magazines. It's so exotic. People in England reading American hi-fi magazines, they were the guys that knew. You forget, like, that wasn't that long ago. And we basically contacted the top 60 dealers, or possibly the only real 60 hi-fi shops in the country. We traveled around them all and demonstrated this 5.1 system that was the Gallo Micro, and 59 came on board immediately. It was really straightforward. And at that point, these guys would take stock of products. We'll have 10 black, we'll have 10 white, we'll have 5 subwoofers. It's a whole different ballgame. So the years went on, and in the meantime, we actually started another audio business called Revo Radio Brand, which is up behind. And we started that in 2004. So that kind of it took myself and a couple of other guys away from the Gallo side. And Stephen was actually constant in Gallo for the last kind of 10 years throughout that. And then fast forward a bit, we acquired Gallo Acoustics outright in 2016 and basically moved it from Chatsworth, California to Lanark, Scotland, a big exotic move. And effectively, we rebranded.
Much easier commute.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Our carbon footprint reduced. Started again and really put everything back into production. Some items were ongoing and we immediately came out with all the colors. We came out with the custom color option as well. So as well as we immediately launched kind of 11 stock item colors for all the models and then introduced custom color options. And it was actually just listening to customers. So people would say, can we have this in it? If somebody asked three times or three different customers asked, can we have this in our own color? You think, well, there's something in this. And we brought out custom colors, which we know you can order these in any color you can think of. And it's a kind of 7 to 10 day turnaround. Then we launched the droplet pendant, which was always something over the years people had asked for it and people had rigged up their own kind of pendant options. But we very quickly manufactured that. And then we developed over the last 2 years, the IP66 weatherproof series that will be in stock pretty much next month, and additional subwoofer products. So, and again, at that point, the first thing I did was bring out the list of people we sold to back in 2003 and four, and a lot of them were gone because a lot of them were hi-fi shops who didn't want to make the transition to home cinema, home automation. So it was a bit of a real learning curve. And it was a lot of fun just looking at CDA, looking at the market there, attending the exhibitions, and actually it's a whole new category for us. And we've just worked solidly at it because it's great fun. Over to Stephen, let him speak.
Yeah, Stephen, tell us about the round speaker. You know, it's this distinctive shape. You can have different colors. You can do all the things that others can do, but you've got this distinctive shape speaker.
It's like a globe, right?
Yeah, I mean, Colin will do some glamorous product shots. Yeah, I mean, the whole design actually originated specifically for the sound. The fact it looks good is maybe a little bit of an accident sort of thing, you know. It's something that certainly we've capitalised on in terms of the colours and making something of it. When you take it to a pendant speaker, you really... The sphere is the perfect sort of appearance for that, and it's worked very well. But as I say, the sphere was about the sound and making the most economical use of the volume of the enclosure, and it also means that you don't have any awkward corners inside the enclosure to deal with or to try and create nice ways to get beyond the problems that an enclosure could develop. But there's also some really trick things going on inside. We have a specific patented acoustic filling. We call it the S2 technology, and basically that's a material that's inside, and it reacts with the speaker being in use. So through time, each particle sort of gets a charge and repels itself, so actively it enhances the sound. So not only does the loudspeaker driver run in, also the filling runs in. So over time, your speaker sounds better. And you know, 80 hours, 100 hours use, it's sounding its full potential.
When was that introduced to the speakers? Is that something recent?
That's something that's been there from quite an early time. But it's something that's used in every speaker, subwoofer, and everything is crammed full with it. And it works very, very well. And it's quite an interesting thing. So yeah, it's a nice thing to talk about because it allows the speaker to go, you know, quite a significant depth deeper in the frequency range than would be possible without it. So it's kind of key to the sound, and it also it allows us to use metallic materials. It allows us to create a sound that's much bigger, wider, and more open than would be achievable from a small, almost point source sort of speaker driver. So the Gallo sound is very, very wide open, transparent. It's kind of the speakers disappear in the room. You can't really point to them because they just they interact with each other so well, and they look great as well, you know. So it really is a nice product. It's actually we do a dealer demo case that we tried to do for years, but being the manufacturer, we're finally able to have enough margin to create a product that we could do it with. So you get four speakers. And it allows the installer to maybe have that in the back of the van, to have it in the showroom or whatever. They go to a proposal, they can just open it and actually hand someone the speaker. And they're so tactile that a lot of the sale is actually done on that before they've even been heard. And then the installer has the backup that they know they're selling in a great sounding product that actually can overcome problems in the room. You know, you touched earlier on, Chris, that it was a kind of problem solving speaker earlier on, you know, where if you couldn't put in ceiling speakers in, you would use Gallo or you had a listed property where you couldn't do anything in the walls. Gallo was a great solution, but it's became, as you said, a really acceptable solution across the board. And I think a lot of that is to do with the way they look and the way they feel, the quality and so on. So I think we've done well at actually enhancing that since we've been involved more.
It was the problem is that you get to the end of the day and go, half the phone calls today were because people couldn't put any other speaker in. That's not what we want. So let's bring colours, let's bring pendants, let's give people a reason for Gallo to be the first choice rather than they can't fit an in-ceiling speaker in. And that's been quite a fun journey actually. And it was on day one. It was a genuine. You're grateful to get any sale at that point when you're starting out, but not because you were the last option to them. So we've managed to kind of pivot that around a little bit.
You know, as people are listening to this episode, I want to encourage you to jump online and check out their website at galloacoustics.com. That's G-A-L-L-O acoustics.com. And just go through their website and you'll really be able to see what these guys have been doing for, you know, generations of developing a really solid product. One of the products that stands out for me is, and you mentioned it, Colin, was the pendant speakers and the custom colors. And of course, the sound is the utmost importance in audio for you guys, but the details. And I love the wire options that you have, the speaker wire options that you have that you can mix and match. And this is so designer friendly and y'all make it so easy for them to view and to choose, you know, what is best for their clients, or, you know, if the client pops on there, it makes it easy for them, as well as the stands that y'all have for your speakers as well are super sick. And Chris, you know, he's been putting y'all's speakers in for quite a while, and so I'm touching on a couple of points so that y'all can opine. But there's like a dual speaker with a space in the middle for, I guess, audio to come out. I haven't had one of those in my hands, but tell us a little bit about that guy as well.
Yeah, that's our Strada 2 speaker. So that comprises its we've actually got two different chassis. We've got what we call a side speaker, which is in the sort of vertical format. Then we've got the center speaker, which is in the horizontal format. Basically comprised of two mid drivers with a cylindrical tweeter in the middle. And the whole reason you've got the two chassis is to keep that cylindrical tweeter and the upright so that the dispersion goes across the room. So if it's in the vertical and you turn it to side, suddenly the dispersion would go top to bottom, and that spoils the sort of effect. And it's actually, it's a way to get around the challenge of growing the speaker driver. So when you go up from our little small 3-inch drivers that are full range and do really well in the treble, you grow that up to a 4-inch driver and you start to miss out on the treble. By having the cylindrical tweeter, that allows you to not only give the frequencies to the sound, but also to enhance that sort of wide open, transparent sound. If you put a more traditional style tweeter that would close you back in on the speaker, whereas the cylindrical tweeter that we use, the CDT, it really opens and enhances the sound and works really well. So we've got the two versions, a side and a centre. And again, as you said, wall mounts, you know, table stands, floor stands, whatever you wanted to do with them.
It's become a competitor to a floor standing speaker. So you've got a lot of people who are maybe downsizing their houses, or their family members don't want these huge wooden speakers in their living room anymore. And a pair of Strada with one of our subwoofers is a real competitor to that. And you don't see it. You can hide the subwoofer, put the two Stradas on the wall, and they probably gain performance. They certainly don't lose performance versus having these 2 6-foot wooden speakers taking up space in their living room. And that's been the Strada kind of accidental selling point from day one. You just have this fallover of people who are downsizing their houses but want to retain the audio.
You know, so that's in the living room, that's in the home, but I also see your speakers a lot commercially. I see even this weekend there was an outdoor audio set up in Iraq or Turkey.
It was Turkey for that one.
Yeah, really cool. So outdoor, commercial, was that always a market, or has that grown hugely with your marketing efforts?
Again, the phone starts ringing and people are asking for 100-volt speaker options. And we had to get our act together because, again, people are wanting to put this tiny little speaker into a 100-volt system. So how do we do it? Well, you can't possibly, that the 100-volt transformer is a proper piece of coiled copper. But we were really quick to develop our own little, call it a ProLine transformer, and that's a 70 volt for the USA, 100 volt for the or for the other countries, transformer that you can basically hide away above the ceiling or put it on a cable tray or behind the wall. It has its limitations because you're not just trying to put a speaker up, you're trying to hide a separate box. But we just kept getting inquiries through for these commercial areas, and we realized, well, why? Okay, historically, this is a residential brand. Historically, it's a hi-fi residential brand, but there's no need to limit that. And then you start looking. We got a phone call from one of the UK Savile Group. We didn't even know these guys existed. This enormous 200 employee commercial AV outfit, and they started putting Gallo speakers into these amazing prestigious installations that we can't even share because it's under non-disclosure. but it's just, that was just fun. And again, doing 30 custom colors for some reception of a blue chip company, for us, that's really exciting stuff.
I think as well, the adding the droplet speaker, the pendant speaker to the range was a real sort of transition moment for that, because it kind of it's the type of thing that, as you said, JJ, earlier, they're really a sort of designer's friend. So in these spaces, in these environments, these work environments that people have, or restaurants or things like that, it's the type of thing that you can really make something of the way it looks and really add to the interior design or whatever the area's appearance, but still give in that same amazing sound. And adding things like the 100-volt transformer just allows you to expand that onto a much larger scale for the larger installations.
It'll also make you the business owner's friend if they can introduce their company colors, or I've even seen you do some custom grills, which could open up even more options for
Stephen. Likes a custom grill logos. He's your custom grill guy.
Even this week we've been doing some custom grills. I think we've had maybe 3 or 4 jobs in this week that we've done, but this is all sort of things that we can do because we're still small and agile enough that we can do all that in house within a couple of days. You know, it's absolutely no problem. And having guys assembling on site in Scotland, where, you know, it just allows us the flexibility that if someone asks us to do something, we kind of say yes and then work it out. It's like I can't remember who it was calling the 24 karat gold. They wanted to match the client had said the window, I think it was the window latch, was what they wanted to match, and it was a gold color, and they wanted all the sort of things in the room to match that, and we came up with some gold options, and then the company we work for that do some metal work for us said, well, you know, we can always do 24 karat gold plated. So we thought, yeah, let's do that.
There's a headline.
And it was absolutely, it was a perfect match just by sheer chance. They loved it, but being able to do that sort of thing just allows people, you know, even in the sort of the residential and the home sort of environment, because we can do that quite a, you know, an economical price, it gives people the sort of aspirational finish at a level that they didn't think they would get to, sort of thing. And I think that's the key with the custom. It's nice and easy, and it's very easy and quick for us to do.
You know, guys, one thing that I notice about y'all is the passion that you have for Gallo Acoustics. Did y'all grow up in the business, Colin, Stephen? How did y'all get into Gallo Acoustics?
It's a funny thing. I started in car audio years ago, back when you could change your car stereo and do things, and then moved into the distribution side of our business. We had an automotive side to that business, where we sold speed camera detectors and products like that, and satellite navigation systems. And that was my route into the business. And then I can't even remember when, 2008, 2009, something like that, I moved sort of sideways across into the Gallo side of the business. And ever since we moved through there, and sort of seen the change from the sort of hi-fi shop orientated business to meeting Chris at the shows and the installer shows and things like that. And that's when the business started to change and gather momentum.
Interesting. Colin, how about yourself?
Yeah, there's so many little strands to this. So we effectively have a group structure. So we have a group CEO, and his original business, which is must be 31 years old now, it was that distribution business that had the automotive, and then brought on Gallo for the UK back in 2002. And then in addition to that, in 2004, so I joined his company February 2002. So my first job, age 21, was effectively selling Gallo to people. So to come back here, age 3 years ago, age 36, is bizarre. And then in 2004, we started Revo, the radios, as a new entity. And that was actually, that straddled both. That was Revo's first product, was it was actually on the back of seeing satellite radio in the United States. So when Sirius and the other one,
XFM.
Yeah. We'd seen this, and we developed an in-car DAB radio for the UK market. So we were actually the manufacturers of the very first in-car DAB radio adapter back in 2004, adding into home audio. So you had the original business distributing automotive and Gallo as a distributor, and then you had Revo. And then 2016 came along, we had the opportunity to buy Gallo, Anthony Gallo Acoustics Inc., and bring it up and start Gallo Acoustics. Mm. So you come into this new business effectively with product knowledge over that you've learned over the years, as well as manufacturing from developing tens of high-end award-winning products for the Revo range, and put it all together, drop in some social media, and suddenly all makes sense, basically. So yeah, that's the kind of 18-20 year journey.
You've done a great job, guys. Honestly, you've built up such a culture in the last few years that other companies will be envious of what you've done and the impact you're making and will continue to make, because you've set really good foundations and you're growing your team. Talk to me about a new product. A new product for you guys is outdoor. Let's start closing in, because the sun came out today in the UK. It certainly did in Norwich. I don't know if it did up in central.
Not so much. We maybe seen it in the distance.
We got into the 20s today, which is rare for us.
Meanwhile, we had 50 mile an hour winds.
Yeah,
400 miles is a long way.
So immediately, my own company's marketing efforts start thinking about outdoor tech, TVs, speakers, and you're a new option now for us to talk to our customers with a custom finished, bespoke, but pretty much on the shelf. You're a great company for stock levels as well. Tell us about the outdoor speakers and what they're going to do for your customers and listeners.
Well, basically, the outdoor speakers, we were just creating something that's alongside the thoughts of Micro and Adiva. So we've got the smaller sort of 4-inch sphere Micro, the 5-inch sphere Adiva, and actually performance wise they're very similar to the indoor speakers. They work very well, albeit with, you know, fully, you know, 316 stainless steel, marine grade stainless steel, you know, an outdoor waterproof driver, you know, it's sealed. We've done all the work and the testing, you know, we've done some really fun testing with them, you know, to make sure that we're happy with their performance. We've actually ended up with a product that sounds really good, and actually stands against the indoor products very well, I think it's something that we put, you know, a good amount of work into to ensure that it's a product that will appeal not only in the way it looks but the way it sounds as well. We've got lots of, you know, different mounting options going to be available for it, starting with a wall mount, which is based on our sort of indoor wall mount, but again remanufactured in the marine grade stainless steel, so it can work in the outdoor environment, also we've got, you know, a speaker spike, but also there'll probably be some further mounting options that come from that as well. So we'll have a proprietary speaker cable, you know, wired into the speaker, maybe I think about meter and a half.
I think it's two.
So the idea being is that you don't have, you know, termination at the speaker. You can have that. Maybe it goes through an aperture, through a wall, and into somewhere, you know, where you can make your termination, make it a bit neater. Just to try, when you've got a small speaker, you don't want to have a bulky component having to be next to it. That can be led away, and as I say, you've got enough cable that you can hide that away. Or again,
just like garden lighting, you see the same.
It's similar, yeah, because with the custom aspect and having some assembly done in Scotland, we can actually do an extra length of cable if someone wants to really have that nice custom look with no termination. That can be, you know, led away without any problem. So yeah, it's going to work really well. As I say, IP66, we get a great sound. The strengths of the Gallo sound actually lend itself really well to an outdoor environment, because it's reproduction and that wide open space sort of characteristics actually leads it to a wide open space, you know, and it works very well and carries really, really well. Our tests of one side of the building to the other side of the building, you know, doing things like that, it's actually been great fun, but it's been, you know, it's something that's tangible. You can say, yeah, that's going to work and the reasons for it.
It's taken longer to mine. The whole process is taking longer. So we turned up to ISE February 19 with our new prototype of our IP44 speaker. Really, really chuffed, loving it. And within the first hour, four distributors had said, guys, we can't do anything with IP44. You forget it. Like, it needs to be IP66. So we spent the rest of the show saying, it's currently IP44, but we're working towards IP66. And we came back, got back to the drawing board and just had to could do the necessary stuff and necessary testing to kind of up the level a bit, and then so we were ready to get into production 12 months ago, and COVID struck, and we just thought I mean literally there was a moment everybody thought we've no idea what the business will look like, no idea what's going to be here, if there's anything going to be here. So we had to stop where we were, and then we didn't see any turndown in the business, thankfully. So we carried on the production again, and then lockdown struck again. So it's been off and on, off and on. So it's taken a lot longer than we wanted to do, but we're there with the product, and it's been thoroughly tested. We've had it in the Arizona desert in the blazing heat, being tested by Jesse of the PAVE, PAVE, and yeah, various tests around the country. And now the latest testing in Lanark in Scotland is actually custom colours on the marine stainless steel. And what's interesting is the kind of evidence that the brand has grown. We're taking back orders for a product that we've not even released specifications of yet. And it just seems insane, because the effort we had to put in at the beginning to convince people who had never heard of the brand just to put a Micro into one of their installations. And now we're taking back orders before there's even prices of a product. It's such a good feeling.
No doubt. That's always a good feeling when you got something out there and you know you got something.
Yeah.
And people are excited about it and so excited that they're saying, hey, put me down for 10 and waiting for it to come out. Let me ask you, what in your lineup is something that people really need to consider, like part of your products that that y'all are super passionate about, that that you wish that people would actually invest more time in discovering, that maybe could help their portfolio in with their clients?
I think there's actually, as I'm coming from a buy steer, there's plenty of products there, but our micro SE, I think, is a fantastic loudspeaker that defies logic in terms of its performance for its size and price point.
My car key, there you go.
Wow.
So it's something that you can get a great performance from, and then couple that with a subwoofer. The other talking point is the subwoofer range. We've got several in the range actually now, but the first one, and maybe the oldest one in the range, is the TR3D. I mean, coming from a sonic point of view, it's literally it's the most musical subwoofer that I've ever heard.
We had one here. I'm in the meeting room.
It's very lucky. but it, again, that's a product that its design is purely about the sound. It looks great, and sounds really, really good. And that's a product that really it just enhances it does things that a subwoofer usually can't do.
You brought out new subwoofers though?
We've got some more coming. We've got profile sub, which is...
Sorry. Profile sub first.
Mixing your subs. Yeah. So profile sub is our on-wall subwoofer. So again, you can hang it on the wall, you can place it flat on its back, put it under the furniture, and it gives you a similar level of performance to the previous subwoofer. It's certainly up to acceptable levels. Maybe the TR3 goes a bit lower and is a bit more audio focused. But from a subwoofer that you want to be able to merge into the environment of the room, hang it on the wall, custom color it, do custom grills as we've done this week as well. It's just something that allows you that flexibility to do that.
Starting a Stephen calendar, because I've got photographs of him posing with various painted subwoofers. So I think when December comes, Stephen, we'll have a full Stephen custom calendar.
Yeah, it was quite a nice sort of bronzy color that we won this weekend with the same grill, and it was a really nice thing to do actually, because it was a color that immediately you thought that's not going to work, but it turned out great. It really did look fantastic. And then moving on to the new subwoofer, the room sub, that this allows you to have a similar sort of performance to the profile sub and similar flavour of design, but have that dotted around the room as required, or control hidden under the top panel. And contrary to what you might think, it's down firing the drivers and the bass, and that you've got the control panel in on top of it. And then that nice neat cover sits on top, allowing you to make the design nice and neat.
Yeah, we're going to customize these, aren't we? We're going to have different cover. You're going to be customizing the tops.
Yes. Cool. And so, Colin, for those that aren't watching, it's funny because Colin, he's like dipping out of the image and then he's coming back with a new product every time. It's really fun to watch. So, but Colin, on that last subwoofer that you were showing us, you popped the top off. Is that so you can make your adjustments to your subwoofer?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So you can easily access it and go straight into
that. This is a prototype. Sense.
Yeah.
So we may have changed some of this since then, but this is a prototype.
That makes so much sense. I hate having to crawl and like make an adjustment because you don't want to move your subwoofer from where its location is.
Yeah, because how can you adjust it? Unless you know what it sounds like, you need to be able to adjust it live.
You have to use your camera on your phone and backwards. That's a good one.
That's the little brother, and then this is the 8-inch, and then we also have the 10-inch, which is the big brother, which is basically dimensionally scaled up 25% cube. Yeah.
Super,
you know,
super stylish. Too.
What's the most common applications then in the home? Is it multi-room audio? Are you seeing it linked up to amplify? What's the kind of, you know, JJ and I both use Sonos.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people that use them for multi-room, but also as a sort of media room 5.1 system, sort of entry-level home cinema room, maybe with Strada and that sort of thing as well. They work great, and they, you know, as we spoke about the way they look, it becomes the type of thing that allows you to get a great sound out of your typical living room. So you can still have a really high performance home theater in your living room without having the, you know, the intrusion, or without having, you know, necessarily in-ceiling speakers that, you know, the sound's not necessarily coming from where you would like it to. You can really create that effect very well. I think that's great for Gallo. But yeah, you do get people using them, you know, two-channel off, as you said, the Sonos and things like that, and other products.
Do a lot with Sonos amp. There's a lot of Sonos amp installations. And Sonos amp is what we've used at exhibitions over the last few years as well, because it's accessible to the dealers. The installers understand what it is and how it works, and it's always worked very well with the Gallo range.
Do you think you would ever do a soundbar using that distinctive style? Is there a way you could have a left, center, right Gallo soundbar?
We've been sent designs by installers and distributors over the years. There's something, we've got a lot of things in the pipeline. And hopefully if we pass the test, you'll allow us back on maybe later in the year or early next year. When we'll be talking about all the new stuff we're working on. Because we're in a position where we're being asked by our customers, could you not do this? Or what would be great with the Gallo brand would be this. So it's more complicated now, because historically they just wanted IP66 and pendant speakers, which was a kind of natural progression for us. And now we have to kind of filter. I just want to say yes to everything, because they all sound like good ideas. But there's a load of things in development at the moment, which hopefully we can start kind of teasing out as early as possible.
That's also another example of the culture. And I think what you've given your direct customers, the installers, is you've given them a product to be excited to talk about. And there's very few products that actually get, you know, husband and wife and kids excited about what's going to be arriving in their home in weeks, months, years, if it's a long project. And Gallo Acoustics is one of them. And it's one that a lot of them can be involved in. Colors, you know, kids' bedroom, different colors, kitchen, different colors, different styles. You know, I'm really, I enjoy talking about them to our customers. And I know others feel exactly the same. And JJ, you need to get involved with these speakers. They fit really well with your customer base.
Absolutely. I need to get one of those demo kits from you guys.
Yes you do. Stephen, tomorrow morning.
Any colors you want, no problem at all.
Guys, you know, it's always fantastic to have fresh faces on the show and to dig deep and talk about what y'all are excited about and what, you know, the community is talking about and what clients have the opportunity to have in their homes. And y'all's Gallo Acoustic speakers look fantastic, sound fantastic. The reviews are excellent. And, you know, I want to encourage people, again, go over to their website, galloacoustics.com, and check that out. And also go to their Instagram page, because that's really where it's all at. And you have a gentleman starting later this week, and he's really going to be putting some gas on that fire and lighten it up, because he's getting really hot. So on Instagram, where do they find you?
So it's Gallo Acoustics, all one word, on Instagram. And that's where I spend a lot of my time. And it's been fun. It's been fun growing the business with a heart kind of in social media. And we're always recruiting, and just the fact that these platforms can basically feed our entire business. It's been really satisfying, and it allows this kind of two-way interaction for every hour we're awake. It's a matter of trying to keep up with probably bring people on and give people give more of the team access to the accounts and just let it run now.
And if there is a listener wanting to discuss this with somebody, how do they find a dealer maybe in their area?
So this is a difficult one because historically you would have hi-fi shops that would stock the product, and you could list them on the website, and a customer could drive to the shop, get a coffee, and have a listen. So we still on the website for the UK, we still have demo facilities listed, but that only accounts for maybe 5 or 10% of our installers, because you can't say, it's not so easy to send a customer to an installer who doesn't have premises. So just give us a call, drop us an email, and tell us where you are, and we can put you in direct touch with anybody. Instagram as well, where we can actually tag, we'll tag dealers into posts as often as we're all about pushing the customers through our dealer network. So any social platform you can think of, tell us where you are, and we'll just directly hook you up with people.
I guess also it's where the speakers are planning to be used. You know, hi-fi shops, very traditional living room, reception room in your home. Now you're talking about installed outdoor, almost a different trade, you know, from what the hi-fi shop. So we're going to get back to the beer. I haven't forgotten the beer. It's been in the back of my mind. But one of the last things we always ask our guests, and we ask them a question, you're going to both going to give me an answer. Which home tech device, excluding your own products, could you not live without?
It might not be me that can't live without, but certainly our household at the moment can't live without the PlayStation 5. For my year old son is addicted to Fortnite. If that wasn't available, I certainly couldn't live without that in our house at the moment.
Again, my answer is also related to kids, because it's like what gives you an easy home life when the kids are happy, and it's voice activated speakers. So the ability for them, you just leave them and they interact and they ask questions and they learn and they listen to music that they would never have heard, and they're not glued to a screen all the time. They're not locked out of the room, so they're interacting with the world and picking things up and learning without being locked away from everybody. And I can also, I love, just on something like an Echo Show, where I can be not for the last 12 months, I can be traveling and just appear in front of their eyes. This is when they were 3 and 4 years old. So that simplicity.
Awesome, guys. Right, JJ, you got to come up with a beer name, one each. Do you want to go first?
I've been digging through the website and, you know, listening to this conversation as we're having it. And I'm thinking Nucleus, maybe somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. Nucleus beer.
Put on the list, yeah.
Quite a lengthy list now, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was over 100 names that we've had.
Yeah. I was trying to think of something Scottish. I was thinking like Gallus, yeah. You know, yeah. Gallus Acoustics. And
it's on the list already.
Oh, right. And then I was also thinking of Gallo, Swallow. I was trying to fit that in, like Swally. So that's, I'll work on that. I'm going to work on a logo, everything, hashtag.
We'll shout about it. We had a designer we've worked with over the years, created a full name and can design last week. just absolutely brilliant. We need to do this every time. I think I said in the video, we've got a series of beer, like it'll be a very various beers over the next couple of years, but it's been so much better. We wanted to talk about the beer and just create this kind of community spirit. I didn't expect the number of people who would actually respond. It just shows you how much fun everyone can have with it. It's great fun.
That needs to be part of y'all's Instagram post or your LinkedIn post, is like, here's some names for a brew that's coming out. Throw your two cents in. What do you think? Vote.
Should open it up.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. But Nucleus is not on the list yet.
I don't think so.
There is now.
Yeah. Steven's maintaining the list.
another thing, guys.
My mother-in-law put a submission in. I didn't even know she had access to a website. And Stephen said, "Is that your mother-in-law's name?" I said, "Yeah, but it must be somebody else." I spoke to her. That yes, your Auntie May told me that you were doing some competition. So yeah, the spread is wide.
So guys, hugely appreciative of you coming on the show after work hours here in the UK. You know, we really appreciate that. And our guests are going to enjoy the conversation we've just had. Do you guys want to give a shout out to the rest of your team? I know you're a fast growing team and I see the new faces popping up all the time on LinkedIn. Give a shout out to some of the guys behind the scenes.
Yeah, so the people day to day, you're going to start seeing more of. Vicky is dealing with the customers day to day. Barry is in assembly and dealing with custom colors. In accounts, you've got Gosha. I'm pointing at the desk. So you've got Jill, who's someone's chasing you for money. It's from Jill. If someone's shipped it and put it into the back of a UPS van, it's Brian. David, our group CEO, who's two offices along there. Fraser on in-house web design. These are the guys who deal with Gallo day to day, and there's other team members involved in the other business. But these are the guys whose email addresses will pop up, and then Daniel O'Doom, who starts on Thursday, who is probably the most photogenic. Ironically, he's a photographer, but he's the most photogenic. So it's going to be a selfie fest, I think, just to get some likes.
Yeah, I saw his picture on your Instagram, and I was like, dude, they got a good one.
Yeah, that's true Instagram clickbait.
No doubt. Man, Stephen, Colin, thank you so much for taking some time out to join us here
thank
on
you.
The Digital Ramble.
Thanks, guys. It's been real fun having a chat.
And making this episode an absolute favorite for our listeners, I guarantee it's going to just fly off. And thank you for sharing it with everybody. We greatly appreciate that as well. And Gamble, what else you got?
Just while we close every episode, if you don't know, ask a home tech pro.